The views and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the speaker and don't necessarily represent those of the station, its staff, management, or ownership.
And good morning. You're Finding Out with Peter Leonard, and I'm Peter Leonard on the air this morning with Julie Kessler, and we're talking about good news, all good news here. We're talking about the 10th anniversary party for the group home that New Horizons Resources runs at 50 Angelo Boulevard in the town of LaGrange. The party was just last week, and enough good stuff came out of it, we thought, that lots of people should know about it. Julie, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Peter.
And you and I have a common interest in this. I guess everyone has a remote interest, but we have a very close interest in 50 Angelo Boulevard because both of us have adult sons who live there.
That's great.
And give me a sense of what your reason for helping organize and participating in a 10th anniversary party for the group home was.
Well, I suppose that my primary reason for helping to organize the party, and there were many people who were involved, was gratitude and amazement that 10 years have gone by since our sons first stepped into a home of their own.
Mm-hmm.
When Andrew, our son Andrew, who is now 33, was a child, we would take vacations, and on the way to wherever we were vacationing, he would always grab a real estate brochure from a supermarket or someplace and spend all of the trip looking through the real estate brochure at lovely houses and would point to houses and say, I'm going to live here or I'm going to live here. And I would feel very downhearted as I would say, oh, of course, Andrew. But I would feel that the chances of him living in a house of his own that was a nice house was probably very slim. And yet Andrew is living in one of those houses with five guys who are friends of his, some of whom have been friends of his since kindergarten, in a lovely house that is well managed, where he feels successful and on the road to independence. And where he is thriving.
And happy. Thriving is a great word. Gratitude and amazement are two good things. That's why we want to be on the radio to talk about that, because there's not a lot of that. And the organization that runs the house is a group that deals with people with developmental disabilities, and that's New Horizons Resources. And what's your relationship with New Horizon? Are you happy with the way things have gone in that realm?
Very, very happy. They are very person-centered. It's very well run. When we first started our relationship with New Horizons and when they were first beginning to dream about this house being put together, the executive director was Regis Obojewski, who really had a vision, I think, for how a responsible organization could serve people with developmental disabilities. And since that time, Sam Langanaro is now the executive director, and I think he has the same commitment to not only serving but honoring the lives of everybody who is who they serve.
Well, serving—that's a very clear way to put it. And I've thought about this a lot. I've never put it that clearly. One of the things, like I say, your son Andrew, my son Kevin. Kevin's 36 now, and he, he lives together with Andrew and there are four other guys besides them. But one of the things I've noticed about New Horizons, and it was evident at the party the other day, the 10th anniversary party, is that, from Regis to Sam, and more interestingly enough, throughout the whole organization, there's, a sense that the important person on the New Horizons side is certainly the person who's going to get the services, the person with the disability. But organizationally, the most important person they have is that what they call the direct support professional, the person who's actually in the house doing the work. Because overwhelmingly, whether it's from the president of the United States to the head of any corporation or any little college or anything, the leader of the organization gets the sense that they're doing everything. And at New Horizons, there's a very self-conscious awareness that the important work, the vital work, is done by the people doing the direct work with the direct support with the people, person with disability. And so the administration is important, but it's not the work. It's supporting the work. And to have a whole organization that really functions that way is I just think is different. And it's very, very, it's true, and the results are good.
I absolutely agree with you. I think that first of all, the people who work at as direct support professionals, is that right?
DSPs. I used to go with direct care workers. It changes.
First of all, I think I always feel when I'm with DSPs, the ones who work with Andrew's house at Angelo Boulevard, I always feel like they're there because they have a calling. You know, they really take their job seriously, and they are I'm not sure how religious anybody is. I feel like they're doing God's work, if that's the if that's possible to use that term.
We have freedom of speech here.
Good. They're kind. They take their job seriously. But if you can imagine the opposite or the contrary, if instead of having people who were committed and who were there long term, if you had a huge turnover, it would be absolutely the opposite and would be complete disaster. If you've ever considered or been in a situation in work where the personnel keep changing and you can't get your footing, and then multiply that by about 100 times so that the people who are helping you to live your life keep changing and don't know you, that would be the result of having a rapid turnover or frequent turnover among DSPs. And historically, New Horizons has been very good and a leader in keeping its personnel, the people who care directly for their folks who live in community residences. It's getting harder now because the pay isn't really...
The pay is always low. There's low status, there's low pay, and there's vital work. And so it's a tough position. Also, like people who work in private agencies like New Horizons or Greystone or Anderson School or
ARC,
they get paid about 40% less than people who do the same job for the state. And it might be they do even a better job, but they get paid less. And, the status, so it's hard to maintain that workforce. And New Horizons, because they're so focused on the direct support professional as the key to their organization, they're always addressing the issue of, how do you keep people? And the best I ever heard was that the real key to it is that you have to find a way administratively to keep a new hire on long enough for them to fall in love with the people they're serving. And that's evident. Like in the house at Angelo Boulevard, where our sons have lived for 10 years, every single person who's worked in that house, I just feel that gratitude towards. They've all done a good job. Some people have done an astonishing job, inspiring jobs. And, that's not just that a collection of individuals. It's individuals that are supported by an administration that knows how important they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big deal. And,
it's a huge deal.
And I feel very much that my son Kevin has grown a lot at Angelo Boulevard. I've said an awful lot of times, at least in my own mind, that if Kevin lived in my family with my wife and me, and for 1,000 years, he was not going to develop the independence, the happiness, the exuberance, the intellectual abilities he developed at Angelo Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And it's been, you know, thrilling to see. And I don't know if you have a similar feeling about Andrew's development.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, when we're on vacation, another vacation story, when Andrew has been away from Angelo Boulevard for a while, he'll call up and say, I have to call up and check on my friends.
Yeah.
So, and he's one of the things that's great there that is was not possible for me to do as a parent was they really respect and let him be his own person. So if, so he has his own style, yeah. And I was always attempting to interject my idea of what his style should be on him. But the staff there is very careful to respect and allow Andrew to be his own person.
Yes,
I think. But I just want to go back to what you said about falling in love with, you know, the job and the fact that we really feel that, yes, it's true that the staff, the DSPs do fall in love with their many of them take their job so seriously, but we don't want to punish them for that love.
Oh.
And so I wish that there were better economic supports for them. Also, the fact that for many of the staff, it is the first rung on the ladder that will lead to some professional credentialing, which I think is very important, not only for them professionally and economically, but also for the community that they live in, that they become workers or employees with a great deal of skills to share with the community and provide economic stability to the community. And these might be people who had not attended college yet. And yet once they're in the New Horizons system, very often, you know, take classes and become credentialed and then go on. I've seen that happen.
And the reason that's important to state publicly is that the salaries of DSPs, direct support professionals, is a political issue. I mean, in other words, since overwhelmingly the houses are funded by Medicaid that comes through the state, they what they get paid depends on what the state will reimburse. So for citizens to know that there's a fair wage for direct support professionals is an important political issue. Because it has to do with the well-being of the entire community, it's vital. There was a campaign this fall that I know you participated in, "Be Fair to Direct Care," which was very successful in terms of guaranteeing the $15 minimum wage in New York State. And because up till then, the state had passed the law for $15. But they weren't reimbursing the private agencies to pay $15 an hour, and you know, so there's the promise of steps leading up to mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. So it's all the disability issues are certainly very private issue and personal issues for us, but they're also public issues.
Absolutely.
And people can participate. Let me remind people they're finding out. And they're finding out. I'm Peter Leonard, and we're on the air this morning with Julie Kessler. And Julie and I are both parents of adult children with disabilities, and they both live together at 50 Angelo Boulevard in the town of LaGrange. And they just celebrated the 10th anniversary. And the party itself, I want to get to that because the party, we were among the many people who helped organize it under the guidance of the house manager there, Paul Thorensenson. And, it came off not only as a good party, but it's something I learned stuff from. And what I learned is that when Kevin went to New Horizons, he was 26. And I had hoped that, you know, he'd be well cared for, he'd have something to do during the day, the people we have a reasonable diet and go to the doctor and all those things, caring things. But what I didn't know, or didn't even know enough to hope for, is that he would become a member of a community, that he would really play a role in a group of people that he liked and that liked him back. And that's the most important human thing. I mean, it doesn't really matter as much if you go to the dentist. You can be a human being and not go to the dentist, but you can't be a human being without participating in community. And I think that people with disabilities, especially, you know, Kevin has very severe disabilities, and in terms of speech, and he, you know, also has, you know, very individualistic way of dressing and relating to the world, that they can be really excluded. And to have them included in a thing, in a community, is vital. And the party showed that in a way for me. Spent several hours there. And everybody he saw, he was thrilled to see. And you could see that they were happy to see him. And it was, he spent very little time with my wife and my daughter and me. And, you know, he was out because he was in his own community. It was good.
There were, I think there were probably, I'm going to guesstimate, maybe 65 or 70 people there, maybe more than that.
Oh, I would say much more than
more
that.
More than
that? Yeah, because over time, you know, my estimate was like 90 or 100, but a lot of people.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned community, and now I'm going to try to say this without crying. So, yes, there's the community of the guys living together in the house, but there's also the larger community of LaGrange, and one of the really wonderful surprises for me is that neighbors who live in houses adjacent to their group home at 50 Angelo came to the party as well. And it was probably the most moving part of the party for me, is that they were glad to be there. They had positive things to say about the house. One of the couples who came, who lived next door, said that when they bought the house, neighbors on that street said to them, that house is the is one of the nicest houses, is maintained in the nicest way of any house on the street. it was such a big difference from the very beginning days of developing Angelo Boulevard, when many people expressed fear.
Yeah, there was resistance. Yeah.
And resistance to the development of the house. And to have neighbors come and bring cookies. it was wonderful.
And the neighborhood of Angelo Boulevard and the community in general has grown in the last 10 years. And I think the reason people have grown is that people with disabilities are more visible in the world. You can people were learning how to relate to them publicly in a way that, you know, years ago we didn't know how to do. And so I think it's been a tremendous growth in community attitudes. And, you know, your point there is really important in a public way. So the community aspects of these things are, you know, just so important. And I feel very much, you know, going back to your word of gratitude, I sort of feel as if I breathe differently because of Angelo Boulevard. It's just my, even not that I'm aware of every breath, but I think my breath is easier, it's freer, it's more connected to the world than it would be otherwise because of New Horizons and the group home that Kevin and Andrew were in with the other guys. And so the government has played a huge part. So like, I feel very grateful to America. And part of it is the American ideal, the mystery, the most fundamental American faith is that everyone's created equal. And then we have laws that guarantee that. And then we have Medicaid, which funds it and makes it possible. You have the New York State Office of People with Developmental Disabilities and the local DDSO making it happen. So there's this huge American coalition, and there seems not to be enough gratitude in the world to be able to really express that. But America is great for many reasons, but one of the reasons America is great is what goes on every day at 50 Angelo Boulevard. And you can't help but feel that, right?
Yeah. Going back to the community again and to gratitude, of course, we know that the county now has a initiative called Think Differently, which involves, I think, making sure that people with developmental differences are included in all aspects. And I think that Angelo Boulevard is a really good example of how the community serves and responds to people with differences. For instance, at the party, Stewart's Ice Cream, which is down the street and to which our guys go very often, or no, Stewart's, what do they call it? Stewart's Shops.
Yeah.
They donated Make Your Own Sunday Making Station to that. And lots of services, which are just ordinary services for the community, not specialized for people with developmental disabilities, like the LaGrange Library, regularly serve and meet the needs of people with developmental disabilities as well as other
people
in the population. So we're lucky.
And every institution is learning and cooperating. And it's a better America now than it was 10 years ago because of the growth that we have in these basically civil rights. And again, there's a lot of controversy around Medicaid and, how to fund all these programs. We have a lot of controversy. But one of the things there's very few Americans who think that you shouldn't support the people who need to be supported. And whether it's an old person in a nursing home, if you cut Medicaid and 2/3 of the people in nursing homes gets thrown out, nobody wants that. People with disabilities need to be supported in order to guarantee the American faith that everybody is created equal. So equality is a huge thing, and Medicaid, I think, is one of the things that makes America deliver on its fundamental faith. So, in my individual case, with Kevin, to see him, grow so much, and he is very enthusiastic about the world. But years ago, in pre-Willowbrook, before 1973, when Geraldo Rivera went to Willowbrook, Kevin would have been in a big room, naked, rocking away for decade after decade. And we don't do that anymore.
Boy, you said the magic word there. You said Willowbrook, which is what if you keep drilling down to the removal of services, to the removal of funding, you come back to a Willowbrook situation. And ironically, or not ironically, a long time ago when I was just out of college, I worked at the State Institution for People with Developmental Disabilities in Brandon, Vermont, called Brandon Training School, and worked with a lot of kids with Down syndrome, believe it or not, who were, if they had language, it was thought of as being very unusual because their lives were so restricted. And you see now that was completely unnecessary and changed overnight.
Yes.
It really changed so quickly when we realized what we were doing. When Geraldo, who sometimes I agree with and sometimes I don't.
Geraldo had a very checkered career.
But he did a great service by presenting to us something which we all looked at it and said, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. In other words, Geraldo Rivera, he was 24 years old. He went into the State Institution in Willowbrook on Staten Island, and he saw the terrible, terrible treatment of people with disabilities who were shuttered and just rocking away, being fed and not being taught anything. And when he exposed that through the news, the free media really made a difference. America was horrified, and America responded in a way that you have a universe of difference from Geraldo going into Willowbrook and the 10th anniversary party at Angelo Boulevard in town on LaGrange. So it's something that we should all be delighted with because it really is America becoming more American. And that everybody who likes America wants us to be more of that. We don't want to be more restrictive. But to see the growth and the friendships among the guys and the great staff and administration of the agency is also inspiring. Mm-hmm. And, I think that as people think of things, they should keep in mind New Horizons is an important community organization, not only for us personally, but for the community in general. So let's wrap it up today. Man, gratitude and amazement. Those were the themes that Julie Kessler brought to us from the 10th anniversary party at Angelo Boulevard. Thanks a million for being on Finding Out, Julie.